The Reds and the Brewers wasting plenty of baseballs on Tuesday. We pick it up bottom one. Reds looking to build on a 1-0 lead behind Adam Duvall.
Hit in the air and hit a ton to left. Back is Braun, and the Reds lead 3-0. Adam Duvall with his 17th home run. And it went into the second portion of the grandstands in left field. 2-2 pitch. Hit in the air down the right field line. It is trouble. It is gone. Brewers take the lead on a three-run homer by Travis Shaw. It's 5-4 Crew. That was one pretty swing on a breaking ball down and in. Travis Shaw went down and got it. Hits home run number 16. And just like that, the Brewers are back out in front. Guerra looking in. Pena sets up on the outside edge. Delivery swung on, hit in the air. Right field. Back is Broxton, and we are going to be tied again. Home run, Eugenio Suarez, his 12th of the year, and it's 5-5.
2-0 pitch, and a dangerous count is a dangerous result. He hit that one a long way out to right center for his 21st home run of the season. And the Reds take a 7-5 lead. Joey Votto got on that one fast, and it got out of here in a hurry.
Lorenzen checks his runners and throws. Popped up, shallow right. Jeanette calling everybody off. Now Shepler coming in, calling off Jeanette. And Stephen Vogt flies out to shallow right to end the inning. Brewers had a threat. Bases loaded, two out. But Michael Lorenzen escapes trouble.
The Reds take this one 8-6. Seven different players went deep on Tuesday, one shy of the single-game high established by the Astros and Twins earlier this season. Hitting three home runs in a game has usually meant victory for the slugging Brewers in 2017, but that was not the case on Tuesday, as the Brewers were out-homered by the Reds 4-3 and outscored 8-6. Here is Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell.
You know, I thought the first couple of starts, I thought he pitched well. I think, you know, he's just getting himself in trouble with you know, he's struggling with fastball location, that's first of all. And then, you know, I mean, I think he's struggling with all his pitches a little bit. You know, and he shows flashes of getting them together. I mean, he threw a great split to Billy Hamilton to finish the fourth. But tonight he paid for his mistakes tonight. And he's been, you know, wiggling himself out of some things and surviving. But tonight they made him pay for his mistakes.
Is the velocity noticeable to you? Is it?
It's down a little bit, but that's not what I'm concerned about. I mean, the location is hurting him right now more than the velocity.
This is one of those, Craig, where, you know, like you've said, he's kind of had to grind through his outings, and this was the first time where really got away from him.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, he's done a really nice job of making pitches when he's had to. And tonight, he got himself in trouble, and he made, you know, threw middle fastballs to good hitters, and then they made him pay. So, it's tough pitching 2-0 to big league hitters a lot, and you know, tonight they got him for it.
Could have gotten ugly early, but the offense jumped right in, and you guys were ahead there in the third inning. I mean, you got to be happy with the way.
No, we came back good and swung the bats really well. Hit a couple home runs. Travis put a great swing on a pretty good pitch, I thought, actually, to get us back in the lead. And you know, you kind of felt like that fifth inning was going to be a big inning with going through the middle of their lineup. And, it just fell apart fast. The bullpen did a really nice job to keep us in it and give us a shot. We had a nice shot in the eighth. We got bases loaded and Steven just missed a ball.
You feel like Ryan checked a bunch of boxes tonight in terms of hitting the ball hard, opposite way, had a throw.
He swung the bat very well. Certainly was had to move around in the field quite a bit, throw. It looked all good. I didn't, from my perspective, I wasn't even thinking about it. So I think he did well.
The Brewers try to bounce back on Wednesday behind Chase Anderson. He will battle Luis Castillo.